this was by far the most disturbing thing that's ever happened to me. You know, we knew the stories when people came there before us. The place had been abandoned, dust and dirt everywhere, and they'd see lights in the house, and people would see the dead couple taking out the garbage, doing their lawn. So we go in there, held in the sands, trying to make something happen rather than sit around scratching our heads. And suddenly, we heard some noises in the bathroom. We broke the seance, and there was no water and power in the house. All we had were candles and flashlights. So I go in the bathroom. There's nothing there. I come out of the foyer into the living room, and there's this large man there who was not part of our group, much, much older, like in his late 60s. Big guy, white hair, very angular face, wearing a khaki slacks and a light short sleeve shirt. And he jumps me. He's much bigger, well over 6 feet than me, and jumps me and he picks me up and throws me in the bathtub eventually. He's strangling me.
He's yelling at you too, right?
Get out. Get out of my house. Get out. He's choking me. It took a number of the other men there to grab him and beat him off me. As they beat him off me, and my clothes were torn, my jacket, my shirt, my neck was quite red. He falls off me, and this elderly man just goes away, like fades. And we're going, what? And what's left where that apparition was the man by the name of Dwayne who brought us to the house. The people that died that used to live there were his grandparents. When he came to, he was bruised because whatever the beating they were given to the apparition, apparently he got. And we told him what happened when he was focused and conscious. And he goes to the bedroom and pulls out a picture of his deceased grandfather. And that was the man we saw attack me. However, the men who came to my aid saw the old man attack me. The women who didn't come to my aid, I didn't expect them to. And they saw the younger man by the name of Dwayne attack me. So what happened?
Well, you tell me. I mean, how, you as a scientist, what was that? Some spirit took over Dwayne?
I don't know. I mean, call it this. You have a name for it, nomenclature, call it that. All I know is what we experienced, what we saw. So Dwayne left. We stayed. We were gluttons for punishment, obviously. We stayed. And we're doing it under seance. And there's a candle. The candle flies off the chest of drawers, hits the rug, and catches on fire. We put that out. Okay, time to leave. We go. A couple days later, we get a call from the neighbors, lights seeing in the house, banging noises, smashing sounds. We come back to the house. It looked like someone threw a bomb in there. It was ripped to shreds, except this one display case that was always kept clean and polished. But it looked like there had been a small hurricane in the house. And since then, many families have lived there. Caucasian families, black families, Latina families, every ethnicity, independently of each other, they've all experienced similar events, apparitions, objects moving around, banging noises, and, you know, no one stays there very long. Although the area is in a very, very dangerous area of Los Angeles near the Forum in Inglewood, I'd be more frightened of flying lead than I would be of ghosts.